What is up, everybody? Let's do a live tonight there, people. All right, we're going to talk about some Green Bay Packers. The number one seed. We're going to talk about playoff pitch. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff, people. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get into this thing.
Thank you for tuning in to the Matt Ramage Show, presented by Quick Trip.
What is up? All right. I've been live in a long, long while. You know what I mean? I haven't been alive since before I got sick. But anyways, I appreciate y'all tuning in. We got some fun stuff to talk about today, people. We're gonna talk about the Packers, are the number one seed. You know, talk a little bit about Coach LaFleur. I asked some questions over there on the Facebook, and I'm gonna get to some of that. But before we get to that, I want to talk about. A sad story that just broke. All right. It's reported that John Madden has passed away. John Madden is an absolute legend in the NFL. He's an absolute legend. It's a horrible, horrible story. I mean, obviously he's older. There was I think that they just had like a biography type documentary on John Madden. I think just last week. I didn't get a chance to see it. I'm definitely gonna check it out. Rest in peace to John Madden, an absolute icon. He was like a lot of the young people know John Madden as like the John Madden, you know, the Madden games and all the stuff. But like watching John Madden call a Packer game in the 90s was just awesome. For all the Packer, the anti-Packer people, the people who hated the Packers. Hated to listen to John Madden call a Packer game because he loved Aaron Rodgers. He loved Brett Favre so much. He'd always be like, this is Brett Favre. You know, Brett Favre could make a mistake and John Madden would like turn out. He probably did it on purpose. You know, he absolutely loved Brett Favre. John Madden was a legend. Like growing up, like, you know, watch football in the 90s, not just Packer games, but like, you know, just watch him call a game. I don't think there'll ever be anyone like John Madden. Calling games. Like, it was just so fun. He'd be drawn on the screen. He'd be doing all types of wild stuff. Obviously, you know, he was a coach. He did a lot of those stuff. Video games. Like he did everything. He had his hand in everything in the NFL. You cannot tell the NFL story without mentioning John Madden. And that's what I call an absolute icon. You know what I mean? I appreciate everyone giving me the welcome back messages. I am in fact alive. You know what I mean? We're having a good time over here, but definitely rest in peace to John Madden. He's going to be remembered forever, especially as far as the NFL is concerned. It's sad news. It just broke. You know, Adam Schefter, all the people that report the things was reporting. Apparently, he died this morning. So yeah, we definitely we lost a special NFL icon today, but we're gonna try to chipper this show up just a little bit. You know what I mean? We gotta show some respect to John Madden. You know, John Madden and Pat Summerall back in the day, bro. That he made like games like really fun to watch. I don't think anyone's done it since then. I mean, like Tony Romo's really good. You know, he explains everything. He does all the things. But John Madden, he just made it like he was like amped up and he was writing on the screen. Stuff you didn't even know what he was talking about, or he did, but you didn't, you know what I mean? But all right, so let's get into some of these comments. Let's get into some of these comments over here. It is very sad, very sad. Shout out to Lisa over here. Justin said, I remember watching so many games with him in the booth. I remember playing the games. It's not going to be the same when playing Madden. Yeah, dude, think about like Just the fact that he started Madden, like how I don't even know the story behind that. I'm sure that there's like a great story, like how he got into the Madden thing, or you know, the video game thing. But yeah, John Madden is an absolute NFL icon. But let's get on to some happier stuff, people. All right, Packers are the number one seed in the NFL. You know what I mean? Number one seed in the NFL and or in the NFC. I mean, I think it's probably the NFL too. I got a graphic over here later on. We're going to talk about that. But a lot of good stuff are happening. You know what I mean? The Packers won the NFC North. You know, I haven't talked to you people in a good amount of time. And but like the Packers NFC North champs, which for Packer fans, we know that's not a big thing. That's like the miniature goal. You know what I mean? That's the miniature goal. But there's a lot more ambition for this Green Bay Packer team. First thing I wanna get to, all right? And I want you in the comments section to chime in, all right? This isn't the Matt Ramage show. This is all of our show, people. Let's all get involved in this thing. I want to talk about a lot of stuff, the playoff picture, like, you know, can the Packers secure the number one seed? We'll talk about all those things. But first, I want to talk a little bit about Matt LaFleur, all right? And Coach of the Year, it doesn't really matter, obviously, in the whole grand scheme of things, but he deserves it. And when you deserve an award, you should get that award. Matt LaFleur is more than deserving of being Coach of the Year. And not even being Coach of the Year, but just a little bit of recognition. A little bit of respect on old Matt LaFleur's name, you know what I mean? I see a lot of people talking about, well, Matt LaFleur wouldn't be there if it wasn't for old Aaron Rodgers. And the thing with it is like a lot of people talk trash about Aaron Rodgers. He's not that good and he's this and that. But then when you talk about Matt LaFleur, like, well, he's got Aaron Rodgers. Like, okay, so if you're going to say Matt LaFleur doesn't get to be Coach of the Year, or not even Coach of the Year, but like you're not going to give him that amount of respect because he's got Aaron Rodgers, well, then why does Bill Belichick get that respect? He won all those Super Bowls. Yeah, but he had a Hall of Fame quarterback, Tommy Brady. You know what I mean? So, like, that's just a silly argument. Obviously, Bill Belichick is the second best coach of all time behind Vince Lombardi. You know what I mean? Even though I don't think you compare that time to this time, but I always make jokes about that. Bill Belichick is one of the, you know, he's arguably obviously a lot of our era. He's like not even close. Bill Belichick. You know what I mean? But you can't. Good coaches win because they got good players. Ain't no good coach ever won anything with bad players. I mean, good coaches make players better and all the things, but the whole he has Aaron Rodgers thing, I don't buy it with Matt LaFleur, because all the good coaches that won a lot of stuff, they had good quarterbacks. They had a good running back. They had a good defense. They had all those things. You know what I mean? But I think Matt LaFleur deserves that respect. You know what I mean? Let's check on the comments over here. Maurice says he's a great coach. We're in good hands. Yeah, I absolutely. The Packers were 6-9-1 the year before Matt LaFleur got hired. And I know it wasn't a trash team. They had Aaron Rodgers thing. It just wasn't lining up. Mike McCarthy's time was coming to an end. And I'll respect Mike McCarthy. You'll never hear me trashing Mike McCarthy. He got us a Super Bowl. I like Mike McCarthy, but it was time for him to go. You know what I mean? The team wasn't gelling, whatever the reason. So, but like Matt LaFleur, he deserves some respect. He deserves to be Coach of the Year. But even beyond that, he deserves that respect, bro. He brought this team together. You know, he's getting the best out of him. All the injuries that they've had this year, all the, you know, missing pieces. You know, Jair Alexander gone most of the year. David Bakhtiari not there yet at all. Za'Darius Smith is down. They keep plugging away. You know what I mean? They keep plugging away. So I say, oh, Matt LaFleur, put some respect on his name a little bit. Paul says Bill Belichick's a defensive-minded coach. Yeah, he is, but he still had Tom Brady. He still had, you know, one of the best kicker of all time. Now, I'm not saying that Bill Belichick doesn't deserve all the praises he gets. I'm actually saying the opposite. Bill Belichick is great. He's fantastic. He's a great coach, and he's entertaining to watch at press conferences. But I'm saying, if your team does well, you do these things, the coach deserves some respect. I don't care who the quarterback is. I get it. Most good coaches, most coaches that go on to do like win championships or just win a lot of games, they had good quarterback play, or they had a really strong running game and a great defense, like back in the day, especially because that's kind of how a lot of teams were built back in the day. But Jeff says, is Matt as good with Jordan Love as quarterback? But that's the thing. The team is built around Aaron Rodgers right now. The team is built around Aaron Rodgers. Like when you have a less than Hall of Fame quarterback, or especially like a young quarterback, you're going to build your team a little bit different. You're going to call the things a little bit different. That game when Jordan Love was playing against the Chiefs, I think that they didn't know that that Aaron Rodgers wasn't playing until like a Wednesday. It was like a Wednesday. So that game plan was for Aaron Rodgers. And Jordan Love didn't get practice with first team like the whole week like you normally would if you're going to be starting. So, like, I don't take a whole lot into that game. Yeah, you wish Jordan Love would have played better. He didn't. But it is what it is. But, like, I won't condemn LaFleur or Jordan Love for that game because of the amount of practice that they didn't get. You know what I mean? Iowa Joe says your fans would like to know if you have any New Year's resolutions. Dude, when I saw that clip of Bill Belichick after a loss being asked about his New Year's resolutions, I was actually, I get props to Belichick that he handled it. He's like, maybe next week. Because I think he just wanted to go off. I won't say go off because I don't think he usually does that. But yeah, that was some question. You know what I mean? All right, let's get to some of these comments over here. They're talking about Campbell, best signing of the offseason. Yeah, him and I'm losing it. I'm losing the name over here. Rasul Douglas. All right. Rasul Douglas and Campbell, obviously, those were two huge pickups because that is what a football team needs to, like, win the whole thing. They need, like, some guys that you weren't expecting, especially, like, with the injuries that the Packers have. And like, if they get Jair back, that secondary is just going to be spectacular. You know what I mean? It's awesome. Right here, Rasul Douglas signing of the year. Yeah, I think that you could go either way with those guys. Here it says, I think Rodgers and Adams are both coming back for next year. Like, I don't know. It seems like there's a whole cap situation. So, like, everyone can be happy as they want to be. But there is a cap situation, and Devonta Adams is going to be up for a huge payday. Like, I'm not a real good cap guy. I'm not a good salary cap guy, so I don't know all the answers there. Like, is it even possible? You know what I mean? Is Rodgers' twin going to play for Rodgers against the Lions? I'm not sure I understand what you're saying. Is Rodgers' twin going to play for Rodgers against the Lions? You mean like the old Rodgers doppelganger? That was that? What game was that? I think that was at the game I was at. That was at the Bears game, wasn't it? But finally replaced AJ Hawk. That is like how long it's been since the Packers had a legit middle linebacker. So, like, yeah, I think this defense, that's a huge for this defense. It's just fun to watch. You know what I mean? What's up, Vinny? I am feeling better. You know, I still got a nasty headache. Still got some things going on, but you know what I mean? I'm getting over it. I'm doing good. So, you know, a lot of people are asking this question, right? What about Za'Darius Smith? What about Jair Alexander? What about these guys? I have a banner for that. I was going to talk about that. right here we go. Here we go, people. Will key Packer players return before the playoffs? Like, we're talking about Jair Alexander. We're talking about Za'Darius Smith. We're talking about, you know, all these guys that have been out. You know, David Bakhtiari, which is a key big one. I think that they are. I think that before the playoffs, I don't think that they want to rush anyone back. And this is just an opinion. I have no inside knowledge. I'm not a reporter. I have no idea who's practicing what. I think that they have to actually claim Jair Alexander off the IR list, I think, like, really, really soon for him to even play, for him to even come back, be able to come back. I think that they're going to do that. And like I said, these are just my opinions. I have no, like, inside knowledge, you know what I mean? I'm not talking on LaFleur. I have no idea. But in my opinion, I think Za'Darius Smith's going to come back. I remember Ian Rappaport was talking about, this is like last month or whatever, was talking about Za'Darius Smith coming back in December. Now, you know, I'm not saying that he's right. That was like his opinion, his guess, whatever you want to call it. So I think that he'll be back before the playoffs. I just have a feeling. A lot of these guys, I think, you know, they got two games with the Packers. Minnesota Vikings, Detroit Lions. Win those games, they're the number one seed in the NFL. And then, you know, you'd like to see these guys, if they do come back before the playoffs. You'd like to see them at least the Lions game. Let them get reps, let them get back, you know, get hit a little bit, you know what I mean? Get in that football mode a little bit, you know what I mean? But if not, if they come back, because the Packers, if they win the next two games, we'll have a bye. I believe if the Packers win this Sunday and the Cowboys lose, the Packers secure the number one seed. I believe that's a fact. So that would be all right. You know what I mean? I'm not really sure who the Cowboys play. But yeah, I think it's very, it would be very nice to get those guys back. Phillip says, don't count on it. Seal up home field and rest up. Sucks we keep losing players to COVID. Big Dog and Burks today. Yeah, that is a thing too. Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like with this season, you don't know like who's any week. It's not just injuries. It's the COVID situation. But I think I got it over here. I need to look at it. Yeah, right here. Got it up here. The Packers placing Oren Burks and Mercedes Lewis on the COVID-19 reserve list stresses the roster some more. But they have depth at tight end, but no one who can block like Lewis. With Ty Summers also out, rookie Isaiah McKenzie moves up the depth chart at inside linebacker. And the thing with Mercedes Lewis, like, I don't think he's going to be gone like a ridiculous amount of time, but Mercedes Lewis is a big leader. You know, it's not just his play on the field, which is great. Mercedes Lewis is good on the sideline. You know, he's that guy a lot of these guys look to. So losing Mercedes Lewis is huge. And then the Vikings game is a big game. You know what I mean? But they do have a new rule in place. All right? They have a new rule. The NFL just came out today. The NFL and the NFLPA have agreed to modify COVID protocols in accordance with new CDC guidelines, cutting the standard isolation period after a positive test for system. You know, if you don't feel sick, I can't say that word right now, asymptomatic, whatever, individuals from 10 days to 5 days, regardless of vaccination status. So what's that saying is that if guys ain't sick, if they're not feeling like symptoms, oh yeah, there's a system. I can't say that word to save my life. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean. So if guys ain't feeling they're not feeling sick, they can come back after 5 days now. And that's huge for teams going to the playoffs. If guys do test positive, but they don't get sick, they can come back a lot sooner. So guys who are testing positive today possibly can play on Sunday. So that's a big thing. That's a big thing. I think that, that's going to change a lot of stuff, especially going into playoffs. You know, COVID is popping up everywhere. You know what I mean? All right. What's up, Scott? Go Pack, go. But, I am Matthew. I'm feeling all right. I mean, I got a little bit of headache. Dude, I can't say that word. Hey, let's work on it together. Asymptomatic. I think that's the word. All right. I never really say it out loud. You know, I say it in your head. You know what it means. You know what I mean? Try to say it out loud. Oh, I should have practiced it a little bit. You know what I mean? Definitely rest in peace, John Madden. We talked about that when I first came on. A true legend. All right. So I asked the people over there on the Facebook what you wanted to talk about, what we want to do. A lot of people were talking about they want to know. They want to talk about the playoff pitcher. So let's talk about the playoff pitcher. I like this comment. Let's get this comment first. Matt, I'm just surprised you can read. Hey, not real good, apparently. You know what I mean? Not real fantastic, but we try to get it done. You know what I mean? What's up, Mark? Mark chiming in. How did COVID affect beer drinking? I did not. I haven't drank since the Bears game. I like how people are trying to help me out here. I appreciate that, Eric. I really do. We will get to trashing the Vikings. We will get to trashing the Vikings. I want to, because a lot of people were saying that they want to talk about the playoff pitcher. We're going to get to the playoff pitcher right now. All right. I believe this pitcher right here is if the playoffs started today, which I don't really like that too much because the playoffs don't start today. But let's get that off there. I have another graph. I don't like that if the playoffs started today, that pitcher. Because the playoffs don't start today. But right now, as it stands, all right, Packers are the number one seed. Obviously, the Cowboys, 11-4, right behind them. So if the Packers win this Sunday, the Cowboys lose, they seal it up. Otherwise, the Packers just win out. They got the destiny in their hands, people. Packers got their own destiny in your hands, and that's all you want. You know what I mean? So we got the Packers at number one, Cowboys at number two, the Rams number three, and the Bucks at four. And those are the wild card pitcher. And I don't know if the Vikings, they're in the hunt. You know what I mean? The Saints losing definitely helped the Vikings. I would rather, I ain't gonna lie to you people, I don't want the Vikings in the playoffs. All right. So a lot of people were asking me, what are my true opinions on the Dallas Cowboys? And I want you guys to hammer the comments a little bit. Let me know. Because a lot of people are saying, you know, the Cowboys are for real. They just blew up the Washington football team. Blew them up. I don't think that necessarily means that they're great. But you don't score 53 on accident. Like, you got to have some skill. No trash teams are doing that. So the Cowboys are a good football team. Do they worry me? No. I don't want to say they don't worry me, but I'm not scared of the Cowboys. And the Packers are a very good football team. I think the Packers are going to, if they come into it, if the Cowboys get that far and they find themselves in Lambeau Field, do that. Just think about that, though. Mike McCarthy coming back to Green Bay, playing in Lambeau Field as a Dallas Cowboys head coach. Let's say NFC Championship game. You know what I mean? How beautiful would that be? That'd be the story. That would be a story. And then he's going to lose. You know what I mean? I love Mike McCarthy, but you come to Lambeau Field, Dallas Cowboys head coach, going down, baby. Cowboys can't beat the Packers in the playoffs. You know what I mean? It just can't. It just can't be done. Cowboys are waxy. They melt under the heat. I like that. I like that, Nathan. Cowboys are waxy. They melt under the heat. That is good. All right. Joe says, excellent defense, inconsistent offense. Yeah, like, the one thing, you know, obviously with the Packers, with this last game, gave up a lot of running yards. You know what I mean? So you worry about that with a lot of teams who are left, you know, that can run the ball. But I think the Packers are going to clean that up. You know what I mean? I think the Packers defense has been playing well, like down the stretch, not as well as they were early on. But the Packers offense got to score more. People are talking about that Browns game, talking about the defense. But the defense, you know, they got four interceptions. Like, yeah, you don't want to see those running yards. You don't want to see that. But you want to see the Packers score some points in the second half. I think they scored three touchdowns off the interceptions. But in the second half, the offense has got to show up. Rodgers said it today on the Pat McAfee show. You're like, you got to, you know, keep your foot on the pedal. You know what I mean? So I think this defense is good enough to, win some playoff games, especially if Za'Darius comes back. He's going to add some to it, like even like leadership as well. And Jair, obviously, with that secondary, like what they've been doing, you add like arguably the best corner in the league to that. Like, come on. Come on, you know what I mean? Come on. Here we go. Let's check out what some people are saying. Matthew says they don't have anyone that can cover 17. That's the thing. Like, it's not about, like, what team is, like, the best and what team is the greatest at this and that. It's about matchups. Like, you have someone who can shut down our best player. And the same thing for them. You know what I mean? Can we stop the running game? It's all about matchups. You know, Bill Belichick is like the best at that. Like he'll do your weakness. He'll go at your weakness. He ain't like, remember old Mike McCarthy back in the day playing for the coach for the Packers. He would say, we're going to play our game. We're going to do what we do and this and that. But like, there's a lot to be said about going at the other team's weakness. You know what I mean? Megan says, hey Matt, glad to see you back. I'm just tuning in late as always. Hey, that's like a fashionably late type of thing. You know what I mean? and you got to be late, you know, let them know, hey, it ain't that important, people. I'm a busy person. You know what I mean? Nathan says secondary is an island chain when Jair is back. Dude, for real. And Rasul Douglas is just a ball hawk. You know what I mean? I think you need that type of, and I got some, drive me crazy. But like you need that, you know, he just goes and gets that thing. You know what I mean? He goes and gets that thing. And that sometimes is contagious for a defense. When you got a guy who's just going to ball hawk and going to get it, everyone's like, oh, I want mine too. You know what I mean? So interceptions are key, you know, especially pick sixes. Like when you steal a possession, especially when the team's down on the other side of the field, maybe you do give up some yards, but then you get a pick at the 10-yard line, you know, flip the whole thing. Dude, it's a beautiful thing, you know what I mean? Dude, AJ Dillon mentioned Quick Trip last night on Carry the G. I actually missed last night Carry the G with AJ Dillon on Cheesehead TV. Great show. But yeah, dude, you can't like live in Wisconsin and not. And he's a Wisconsinite through and through, you know what I mean? Without you know, being around Quick Trip, you know what I mean? When I got better, let me point to it. I can't. All right, I can't do it. Over there. There it is. Anyways, the first thing I did as soon as I got the okay to go outside, headed over to Quick Trip, you know what I mean? Definitely, definitely. Rest in peace, John Madden. A lot of people are tuning in. Yeah, so let's get to some more of the questions I asked you good people. So let me ask you this. Which NFC team scares you the most? I kind of talked about a little bit, but we didn't really talk about it. So you got, other than the Packers, all right, you got the Cowboys, 11-4. You got the Rams, 11-4. Packers beat the Rams, obviously, this year. You got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, Tom Brady, 11-4. You got the Cardinals, who the Packers beat, at 10-5 in a wild card spot. The Eagles at 8-7 in a wild card spot right now. And the Niners at 8-7 in the wild card spot. So what team scares you the most? No, I know a lot of people were talking, you know, about the Rams. You know what I mean? Obviously, the Packers beat the Rams last year in the playoffs. I think, you know, teams don't get to the playoffs on accident. They don't get to the playoffs on accident. So all those teams are good. Like, who would you, if you could take one team and say, you don't get to be in the playoffs? If you could take the Bucks, you could take the Cowboys, you could take the Rams, wild card team. Who are you knocking out of the playoffs with all of the game? Packers production says the Cowboys. The Cowboys, you know what I mean? I think that they're, it's either the Cowboys or the Bucks for me. And I'm not saying that they scare me and I don't think the Packers can beat them. And I'm not saying that because I'm confident in the Packers. I'm confident that the Packers, I think they're the best team in the NFL to me. But if there's one team that I don't know if I could pick one, you know what I mean? What scares me the most is us beating ourselves. And that is the thing right there. That is a very good point. It's about not making mistakes. It's about the special teams not making a huge mistake in a huge situation. No free series. You know what I mean? Like, don't, no muff punts. No fumbled kickoffs. No letting them return one to the house. Like, if there's a team that scares me the most, it's probably special teams. You know what I mean? And I love the Packers, but obviously the special teams is like their weak link. I think defense is going to figure it out. Defense is good. They're getting pressure. Preston Smith over here doing his thing. But the special teams really scares me. But if I'm going to pick between one of these, I don't know. It's Cowboys or the Bucks. The Bucks really don't scare me that much, but just the history. And then you wonder, like, when teams play a team like the Bucks, like after what happened last year, if something goes wrong, does the team say, oh, here we go? Do they do that? I don't know if teams actually do that. You know what I mean? I never played on a football team. But I think the Packers will be jacked up. If the Bucks come into Lambeau Field again, I think the Packers, the whole team, the whole squad is going to be jacked up. Like, yo, let's go get a revenge. A lot of them spent this whole summer thinking about that game, because the Packers definitely should have won that game. You know what I mean? And the Cowboys, you know, they're hot. And those are the type of teams that go on a swing and win the whole thing a lot of times. I just don't have faith in the Cowboys, though, that they're going to actually like do that. You know what I mean? I don't know. All right, let's see what JR said. He said, I'm scared of having a bye week and then having cold feet on game day. I think bye weeks are good. I know a lot of people don't like bye weeks, but in the playoffs, man, a lot of teams are playing, are getting knocked out of the playoffs while your team gets to sit home, especially with Rodgers' toe. Let it get healthy a little bit. David said, are you nervous about the NFC Championship? I am not. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not nervous. Like, I'm not, oh, we're just going to go in there and win. I have no nerves at all. Yeah, like, there's good teams in the playoffs. You know what I mean? There's good teams. So, like, I don't think you can go into the playoffs and like you're just so confident. Like, I'm not nervous at all. Like, and I think we're all nervous. You know, that's why sports is so great, because it's like it's nerve wracking. Like, dude, it doesn't matter. The best team does not always win. the best team doesn't always win. You know, you have a fumble here. You know that Devontae Adams, who normally doesn't drop passes, drops an easy touchdown. You have a corner that slips and it's an easy touchdown. You have whatever, like a lot of fluky things can happen. Momentum starts going and all the things, and it takes you out of the game sometimes. You know what I mean? That's exactly it, Nathan. Any given Sunday, especially in the playoffs. I mean, these are all good football teams in the playoffs. Yeah, exactly it. Third time's a charm. Believe that. I know you said I believe that, but I like to say a little different, you know. But Kevin says, this year a bye week is only scared if players don't stay home. Yeah, that's the thing, dude. It's tough. And this year, you know, how it's popping up everywhere with COVID? Like, you can get that thing just going to the grocery store. But now that, you know, they're not out 10 days, they're out 5 if they're asymptomatic. I think I said it right that time. But, yeah, I think that's going to be a big thing. It's about availability, whether it's injuries, whether it's COVID, whatever, that your best players are on the field. Not even your best players, but, like, your special teams guys. Like, you want everyone, you know what I mean? You don't want anyone to be missing games that doesn't need to be missing games. But this year, it's going to be a thing. Sure. JR says, I'm ready for my Packers to whoop them Cowgirls again with less than a minute. I would rather not that less than a minute. I don't get up on I mean, it's fun. You know, it's exciting. You get all jacked up. You know what I mean? But I would rather win the way the Cowboys beat Washington. Just beat up on a team. Have your have Jordan Love get some snaps in a playoff game. You know what I mean? I wouldn't mind that. The Packers got this. Super Bowl champs this season. Vikings fan married to a Packers fan. Oh, there you go. All right. A Vikings fan chiming in. All right. Respect. Yeah, dude. I think this, like, I hate saying this is the year. You know what I mean? Third time's a charm. You know, last year, I felt they should have been that time. It should have been the Packers in the Super Bowl last year. It didn't work out. And that last year will never, ever fade on me. Like, even just bringing it up hurts my soul. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Debbie. How you doing? Thanks for tuning in. Mark said, I know you love haha, but we need to get you a current jersey or your background. Bro, this is at my house. I even put the googly eyes on there. You can't see down here. Even put the googly eyes. Haha is my guy. You know what I mean? I might be doing some redecorating though. He'll probably still be there, but I'm trying to fit more stuff in here. You know what I mean? I got some plans, people. You know what I mean? Nathan said, if it's Packers versus Titans in the Super Bowl, it may result in my divorce. I do. How do people do that? I mean, I'm not saying anything about anyone, but like, I couldn't imagine being married to, like, another fan base. Like, Titans is different, you know, it's not AFC, NFC. But, like, I see, like, Packer fans who are married to, like, a Vikings fan or a Bears fan. Like, I don't know how people do it. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm glad I didn't ever got in that situation. My wife's a Packer fan. We both grew up in Green Bay and all the things. But yeah. Iowa Joe says, you need a signed Preston Smith jersey to go with a ha. I don't have enough walls over here. You know what I mean? But I wouldn't be against it. Definitely fit over there. I'd find a spot. You know what I mean? Chris Farley, I don't know. Does he get bumped? Maybe get a smaller Chris Farley picture. No way the Vikings fan got a ring at the wedding. That ain't right. And I don't read these comments before I put them up sometimes. Let's be nice. Let's be nice to the Viking fans who are chiming in. You know what I mean? Kevin says Viking fans aren't real fans. You're just roasting the Vikings now. Is that what we're doing? I roast the Vikings all the time. Mark says, I will get you a signed Preston Smith jersey. Nothing against Ha, but for the momentum this year. That is why, like, I got, for Christmas, I got an Eric Stokes jersey. And who was the other jersey I got? Eric Stokes. I can't remember the other jersey. My memory is so horrible. But I'll wear Preston Smith jersey for the rest of the year. He seems to do better when I wear it. He even mentioned it on Instagram. I'm his good luck charm. So I won't wear any other jersey for the rest of the year. You know what I mean? You need that new jersey. Oh, dude, I gotta actually have another autographed jersey by Clinton Dix, Washington. Washington jersey before they changed their name. So I got that down there. And dash. I can't hang a Washington jersey. Cool to have. It's definitely cool to have. Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a Rashawn Gary jersey. I don't know how I forgot that. I got to meet Rashawn Gary this year. That was cool, doing a Quick Trip thing at Lambeau Field. Rashawn Gary is the man. It's so awesome to see him succeed. Like, I don't know. Since I talking to him for the little bit that I talked to him, like, you could do, we were talking about, you know, football and stuff, or he was talking a little bit, and just like how much work you could just tell, like, the what he was saying, how he presented himself, how much work he puts into it, and just see him like just ball out on the field. I love Rashawn Gary, and especially at the beginning of his career, how many people doubted him, you know, said he was a bust, said this and that. You know, a lot of fans were negative towards Rashawn Gary, and just to see him ball out, just every sack that he gets or hurries and all the things he does, none of them are easy. Like, he's just powering through dudes, just reaching his hand, grabbing the quarterback, you know, just doing all the things. Like, he is an absolute monster. Gary is having a great season. He's definitely having a fantastic. Philip says, I do the right joke every time I perform a Viking fan's wedding ceremony. Rings are a foreign concept. I do not have a Bart Starr jersey. As of right now, I don't have any jerseys of like the classic, the old, you know, 60s players. I used to have a Paul Hornung jersey. Excuse me. I used to have a Paul Hornung jersey. It wasn't like an official jersey. It was like a kind of an old school, kind of a cheap jersey, but I loved it. Paul Hornung is actually one of my, I think he's probably my favorite player of all time, especially those classic guys. His stories are real fun. He used to go out drinking. He used to, you know, have a good time. He was, Paul Hornung was the man. I was always high on Gary. Dude's a monster of a human. He really is. And he puts in the work. You don't get to that level without putting in the work. Kirk Cousins is a Christian rock groupie. All right. So let's talk about the Minnesota Vikings before we jump out of this thing. Minnesota Vikings. I want to make sure I don't have anything else. Talked about, you know, right here, I guess we talked about this before we start trashing the Vikings. Can the Packers win the Super Bowl? We kind of touched on this. A lot of people were jumping in. I absolutely think they can. No, they got to play, I wouldn't say mistake-free football, but they got to clean it up. They got to clean up a lot of things. But come playoff time, especially if it's coming through Lambeau Field, you know, you got the Rams, Bucks, and Cowboys, basically. Unless, like, the Cardinals go on a run. I mean, obviously, they're in the playoffs, but, like, I would think the Packers, Cowboys, Rams, and Bucks are the four teams. One of those four are probably going to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC. So, yeah, I absolutely think they can. I think they'll be fired up to play the Bucks. The Rams, you know, you never know, like, what Rams team you're going to get. Cowboys are going to, you know, be the Cowboys. We talked about that a little bit. But I absolutely believe the Packers can win the Super Bowl, and I think they will. You know what I mean? I think the Packers are going to the Super Bowl. That's just what I think. I think it's a great story. Every Super Bowl year has a great story. Rasul Douglas, like those type of stories. You know, a guy comes out of nowhere. Maybe he gets a pick six in the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? You got to have those type of stories. It seems like whenever you watch a Super Bowl, that winning Super Bowl, that they do that little documentary after, and there's always that one guy that, like, everyone's like, wow, he wasn't supposed to be there. Rasul Douglas is that dude. Is there a running back out this week too? Who are you talking about? I'm not sure who you're talking about. What team? Mark says they are extremely tough opponent. We need this dub to get the number one seed. Yeah, that's the thing. Dude, first of all, the Packers need to beat the Vikings just to remind them who they are. All right? The Vikings fans are chirping. You know, it's always funny to me. Like, we beat the Packers. If we win this week, we'll beat the Packers three times in a row. Great. Congratulations. Get the banner printed, all right? The Packers are more about winning, beating division opponents. We're about winning championships. We're about going to the playoffs. I saw a post on Facebook before I came on, and they were talking about who's the next coach, you know, for the Vikings. That's what you guys talk about. We talk about playoff berth. We talk about clinching division. We talk about number one seed. You talk about when your coach gets fired, who's the next guy? All right, that's what Viking fans do. So Viking fans need to stop chirping. Worry about who your next coach is going to be. You know what I mean? Okay, are you talking about Dalvin Cook? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I trust Philip over here, so he should be back. I assume he will be because I think there'd be a lot of chatter if he wasn't. You know what I mean? Eric said we need more than the dub. We need to crush their soul. That's it, dude. We need to let Viking fans know where they stand as far as the NFC North is concerned. As far as the Packers are concerned, because that's the thing with the Vikings and the Bears. When they hire a coach, they say beat the Packers. That's all they want to do. That is their goal. They were talking about that. I lost my train of thought, but they were talking about that in that post. They said the Vikings are a great landing spot for a new coach because they're patient and this and that. I'm like, yeah, they're really patient. You don't have to win a championship in Minnesota. All they care about is beating the Packers. All they care about. You don't have to win a championship, bro. In Minnesota, they don't even have a trophy case. Like I said before, yesterday on my podcast, I said, why would you have a trophy case when you don't got no trophies? You know, you wouldn't have a jewelry box if you ain't got no jewelry. You know what I mean? You don't got a trailer if you don't own a truck. But you know what I mean? The Vikings are trash. You know what I mean? And I get along with a lot of Viking fans. It's fun going back and forth with them. But I have zero respect for the Vikings as a franchise. I just don't. I don't think that they're a very good football team. And the Packers are going to destroy them. Let them know where they are. You know what I mean? Little brother every now and again got to get smacked around a little bit. You know what I mean? Mark says, I am not going to lie. I am going to be a huge Arizona fan this week. So, who does Arizona play this week? I don't even know. Actually, I knew. I forgot. Arizona. Who does Arizona play? Someone chime in over there in the comments. Nathan says they have one. It has one trophy that says we beat the Packers occasionally. I think that's pretty much what it is. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. Arizona plays the Cowboys. Yeah. So, like, yeah, that's huge because the Packers win, beat the Vikings. Cowboys lose to Arizona, and Packers are number one seed. You know, it's locked in. Then they go into that Lions game. So that's a question. If the Packers win and the Cowboys lose, what do the Packers do that last week of the season? Because they got a bye coming up. So do they want to sit guys? I think they'd probably sit some guys. I don't know what they do. I'm not a big fan of sitting guys when you have it locked up. I'm not a big fan of that. Maybe limiting a little bit. Like play a half or whatever, because you want to make sure there's injuries and guys who are beat up, maybe leave them out if it's locked up. But that's looking a little too far ahead. Let's just worry about winning this week. And the Cardinals, you know what I mean? They're not playing as good as they were. So I think that's a big task, beat the Cowboys. I think that's a huge test. I think it'll be a fun game to watch. Because the Cowboys, let's see where they're at. You know, they beat up on Washington. Let's see what they do against a playoff team. Let's see what they can do against the Arizona Cardinals. You know what I mean? Yeah, I agree. If you have it locked up, about a half. Got to avoid injuries. That's just it. You know what I mean? But there we go. I think that's about it, people. I think that's about it. You know what I mean? I think I covered everything. Yeah. I was just checking out. I got little notes over here. But, yeah, I mentioned this earlier. John Madden has passed away. He's an absolute NFL icon. And it's sad news. Like, you know, my childhood watching the Packers in the 90s, John Madden was just a legend of, you know, and he was such a Packer fan. Like, he loved watching Brett Favre. He'd be like, this is Brett Favre out here. You know, he was just awesome. Like, for the older folks, who are watching, you know what I'm talking about. Watch Packer games on Monday Night Football. We'll know what we are playing for Sunday night, 0 degrees. Yeah, that's going to be a interesting game this Sunday night. I will not be there. A lot of people are asking if I was going to go to that game on Sunday night. I will not be there. But we got Scott Skull, Matt Skull. Just kidding. Go Pack, go. I thought I was a real Viking fan for a minute. I like it when Viking fans jump in my lives. I love it when Viking fans chime in a little bit. You know what I mean? I like going back and forth with them. There we go. All right. Boom. Oh, yeah. That's exactly it. That's John Madden right there. Boom. And he used to have all those commercials. John Madden was everywhere back in the 90s. He was an absolute legend. great coach, you know, for the Raiders. Like, you remember those games? Like, he's just yelling, you know. I don't remember a lot of those games. I was really young back then, but I remember, you know, I watched the highlights or whatever. But yeah, John Madden, absolutely. All right, here we go. We got a good comment here. Justin Jefferson will digs his way out of Minnesota. Dude, that is like, that's something. Like, Justin Jefferson, very good wide receiver. But like, if things change next year for the Vikings, like, you know, is he going to want to get out of there too? Like, I'm not sure like what the Vikings are doing. I really don't care what they do next year. You know, the Packers are going to destroy me. You know what I mean? Check out here. Love your podcast and vids. Keep it up, man. I appreciate that. Appreciate it. And before we check out of this thing, I want to say thank you very much to everyone who reached out when I was out with COVID. I don't like to talk about too much about like COVID because everyone turns out weird. But I was sick. Everyone reached out, said nice things. I'm back now, people. Put it all behind me. Put it all in the rear view. You know what I mean? We back, people. But I appreciate everyone who watches, listens to the podcast, who interacts with me on Facebook and Instagram and all the places that I put out content. Makes it more fun. Otherwise, I'd just be talking to myself. We're going to do a lot more lives here coming up, people. We're going to talk some football. The playoffs are coming. The you know, the juicy part of the NFL season coming up here. You know what I mean? Playoffs. This is why they play the game. Because as far as I'm concerned, the Packers already started the playoffs. We're going for that number one seed. Number one seed, very important. Very, very important. Packers need to win out. Just go ahead and not lose any more games till next year. Not next year, calendar, next season. All right. And I'm going to be really all right with that. You know what I mean? Remage, please return kicks for the Packers. I don't think I could catch a kickoff. My hand-eye coordination isn't all that. You know what I mean? I have very horrible hand-eye coordination, but I'm not sure I could be returning any kicks or even catching any kicks. I appreciate you, Scott. Rod says, hey, Matt. Follow you on Insta and Twitter. First time seeing you here on the tube. Go Pack Go. Hey, I appreciate you tuning in over on the YouTube. You know what I mean? Yeah, we have some fun. I have fun. There it is. Right there. Run the table again. And it, you know, it's not like last time where like it is needed just to get in the playoffs, but run the table. Just go ahead and not lose any more games. Keep her moving, people. All the way to the Super Bowl, win the thing. And I think it'd be a good time, you know what I mean? Appreciate y'all tuning in. Go Pack Go. We're going to do a lot more of these. You know what I mean? We're going to do a lot more. I like jumping on here, having everybody jump on. I'm going to try to get some people, like, you know, random people. Maybe I'll reach out to them. Because I don't like just bringing anyone on video because people start swearing and doing all types of crazy stuff. I don't need that. You know what I mean? But maybe vent people a little bit. You know, what do they call that? You know what I mean? Talk to people and say, if people want to come on, give you like 5 minutes, we'll talk, and then I'll get someone else on. We'll spread the love. Make it a show for the people. You know what I mean? Make it a show for the people. I'm talking about people. Go Pack Go. Thank you all for tuning in. Super Bowl bound, baby. Super Bowl.